WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The 6th Brazos Valley Fair starts this afternoon.
We have Kevin Fowler on the stage Friday night. He'll be performing. Saturday, we have Sabrina Carpenter. She's a Disney Channel star that will be there Saturday. And then Sunday, we have La Energía Norteña.
The fair's Fiona Meyer says there are two rodeos this weekend.
The ranch rodeo is more the events that the actual day workers do on a ranch. So the roping and the branding, they don't actually brand. They use the chalk dust, but they do those kind of events. And then the full rodeo is the typical contest you'd think of with the barrel racing and the team roping and that sort of thing.
More information is online at BrazosValleyFair.com. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum in College Station, which has started its 20th anniversary celebration, has reached 3 million visitors.
So we're going to come yesterday, but they couldn't make it. Decided to come today.
On the library's Facebook Live feed, the couple from Richmond received gifts that included a framed American flag. This is the centennial of the creation of the Texas A&M University System. The first two members are the flagship campus in Tarleton State University. The Board of Regents spent portions of the last 3 days in Stephenville, where Tarleton has been holding multiple events. Yesterday was the dedication of a redeveloped campus area that President Dominic DiTavio says is called Rutter Way.
This is where Earl Rutter got his start as a student. Then he came back as a faculty, coach, and athletic director.
The redevelopment also includes a life-size statue of General Rutter, who is a former system chancellor as well as president of the flagship campus. A 13-year-old girl struck by a hit-and-run driver in Bryan Wednesday night is in a Houston hospital recovering from broken facial bones and multiple abrasions on her legs and arms. A family member told the police that the girl and her 10-year-old brother were returning from walking a friend home when she was struck on Welburn Road near Reveille Ranch Apartments. The driver of the truck, 29-year-old Elmer Gonzalez Tercios of Bryan, was arrested for causing an accident with serious bodily injury. Bryan police announced the arrest of the first of at least three people for a double murder 2 weeks ago. 29-year-old Marcus Earl Ray of Bryan was arrested for 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of aggravated assault with a weapon. BPD is not saying whether Ray fired any shots that killed Tarrant and Dominique Franklin and hospitalized a third man. A fourth adult and 2 children escaped the Franklin's home unharmed. The children were in another room when the shooting occurred. There are 2 contested races in this year's College Station school board election.
The candidates for the Place 6 seat are Michael Schaefer and Jackie Huff. This week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included asking questions of each other. Huff asked Schaefer what's the biggest challenge facing CSISD teachers.
I think probably the biggest challenge is for the district to keep up the great reputation that we have.
Schaefer asked Huff, since the board's currently composed of 3 members with experience in the education profession, if other professions should be represented.
I think overall the board is in a good place. Like, there are definitely many qualities that lead to being a good board candidate.
You can hear comments from the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
7:09 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell filling in for Scott DeLucia right now on the Infomaniacs. Of course, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Taking a look at your weather, it's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Lots of moisture flooding into the state from the Gulf of Mexico. We'll have clouds, a couple of showers, and maybe a thunderstorm or two today. Highs will be up to about 80. Showers are in the forecast for tonight. There's the chance for a thunderstorm. The nighttime lows around 70. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms will return during the day, 85. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tomorrow night, lows near 70. Showers end Sunday, skies will clear, high Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Friday Night Lights are back, and it should be a pretty good one tonight in College Station. The 5-2 Cougars playing host to the 0-6 Rangers, but Cougars head man Steve Huff says you can't overlook that Rutter offensive game plan.
We'll call it an old school approach, and you know, I think it's a great approach. You know, they're running the football and running it downhill and tossing and running some sweep and stuff, and that's, you know, it's good football.
And we'll break down that matchup as well as the other crosstown showdown, and that's the original crosstown showdown between A&M Consolidated and Bryan, as well as some other games going on around the Brazos Valley. Fighting Texas Aggie soccer got a big win last night. It's eighth straight win over LSU. Well, make that eighth straight win of the season. However, the victory was over LSU 1-0. We'll talk about that, as well as the ALCS. Game 6 kicks off tonight between the Astros and the Yankees. Of course, the Astros looking to come back after they're down 3-2 in that series, and the winner advances to take on the LA Dodgers in the World Series. All that more coming up in sports. All right, Chelsea?
Yes.
Favorite Halloween candy, go.
Ooh, oh, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, Zach.
Snickers Snack Size.
Snickers Snack Size.
So he can eat more and not feel bad about it.
Yes. Well, I've got your most popular Halloween candy based on state.
Okay.
And here in the great state of Texas, Starburst.
Really? Mm.
Starburst is number one, but Chelsea,
you know,
guess
what?
I was going to say, your Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, they're the runner-up.
Nice. You know, I think in maybe the warmer states, you know, chocolate tends to melt because we don't, you know, Halloween's not always cold.
That's
so
true.
Maybe that's why people like Starburst a little bit more down here.
Yeah, yeah. It's also like, say, South Dakota likes Starburst as well.
Okay.
They're
well,
the number ones
cold.
There.
Well, that's whatever. Weird.
Zach, you're more of an Oklahoma guy.
Ah.
Snickers in Oklahoma there.
I don't think so.
In New York, it's Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
So that's, you know.
They're
makes sense.
Sour, then sweet.
Yeah, except for, minus
except
the
they're
sweet
not
part.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, so what other, name another state you want to know.
Ooh, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Do they celebrate Halloween?
Hawaii does celebrate Halloween, and their number one is Skittles.
Ooh, okay.
Skittles.
Runner up,
okay.
Hershey's Kisses.
Tropical.
Zach, you got one?
Florida.
Florida? Also Skittles.
Oh, those crazy nuts in Florida.
They're tasting the rainbow.
All right, let's go with Oregon.
Oregon.
Some vegan
let's
candy.
See here. Oregon.
Vegan
Reese's
candy.
Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, nice.
So you're an Oregon girl there.
All right.
Apparently.
Well.
And in Alabama, it's candy corn.
Candy corn.
Ew.
Oh, Alabama.
Yeah.
What about Rhode Island?
Rhode Island? Let's see here. Rhode Island. Also candy corn.
Oh,
gross.
I
mean, you tell Mr. Downs that Arkansas is Jolly Ranchers. So
I like Jolly Ranchers.
See if he enjoys those.
Yeah, yeah, Jolly Ranchers are good.
Yeah, yeah. So those are your favorite, most popular Halloween candies in those states. Now, you guys both are dog owners.
Correct.
Yes. Correct.
Yep.
Do you dress your dog up?
Oh, for Halloween?
Uh-huh.
She's not a big fan of clothes. I did have...
Because she's a dog,
right,
Chelsea.
Right, exactly. I know. And I don't dress her up. But speaking of Halloween and dogs, I did get her bark box in the mail yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the bark box.
And it was Halloween themed. And she had a little zombie squirrel as one of her toys. And then she also had like this little tombstone toy that said, RIP, here lies the squirrel.
It didn't come with a little costume.
It was great. No costumes, because they don't really know what size all of the dogs are.
True,
they
true.
Do have different size boxes, but it would still vary too much. But there was one year that she had some bat wings that I put
Aww.
On her. And Aww. But yeah, they didn't stay on her very long.
She did not like it,
no,
right?
No. See, she just, yeah.
Get this off of me.
I got a cat, so good luck trying
to
dress
up
one of those. Plus, I would just never do that. That just seems cruel. Every time I've ever seen an animal, so there are exceptions to the rule, but most of the times that I've seen animals in clothing, they look absolutely miserable.
Yeah, I was going to say, some actually like it. And I think, you know, we used to put little sweaters on one of our dogs because she was so little and she'd get cold in the wintertime.
Aw, but you know, they're built with sweaters on. They've got fur sweaters, fur sweaters.
This one was, but I don't know.
Well, too special.
If you're the type of person who does like to dress up your dog in a Halloween costume, there are some tips on how to safely dress your dog.
Okay.
So number one, have a dress rehearsal. If it's your first time putting your dog in a Halloween costume, don't wait until the 31st to put it on. Buy one now and have them try it on a few times before Halloween.
You got to ask them if they like it. Yeah.
Probably a good tip for your own costume as well.
Very true. Very true. You don't want to get out there, to the establishment that you're partying at and realize that when you bend over, it's going to tear, you know. That would be terrible and mortifying.
Got to make sure it fits.
Absolutely. But you also, you know, you got to take those selfies and everything with you and your dog dressed up. Number two, pay attention to how they respond. If your dog won't look at you, if it folds its ears back.
Puts its tail between its legs.
Yeah, if it scratches at the costume or runs and hides, those are pretty clear signs the dog ain't into it.
That would be mine, probably, I'm sure.
Little Cooper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't force it. Some dogs just don't like being in a costume.
Yep.
Especially if they're an older dog who never wore one as a puppy. You can try to encourage them with treats and praise, but if they hate it, they're just going to hate it.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yes.
Or dress him up.
Absolutely. Stay away from certain types of costumes. You'll want to avoid outfits with strings or other accessories your dog could eat whenever you're not looking. Anything that restricts their ability to bark, eat, drink, walk, see, or hear should also be avoided. So just, you know, make sure your dog can function as a dog.
Yeah.
And watch for heat stroke, especially here in Texas.
Yeah, that is a good idea. Some of those, you know, they're not well ventilated.
Yeah, those materials, some of them hold heat better than others. So if your dog begins to pant or won't come whenever it's called, it could be a sign that they're overheating. Be sure to take that into consideration if you're planning on dressing up your dog. That's how you can safely dress your dog for Halloween this year. This guy, though, he must have thought Halloween came a little bit early, because a guy from Kentucky allegedly dressed up like a character from Pokemon and invaded the White House.
What?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, he was arrested on Tuesday. A guy named Curtis Combs. He was in Washington, D.C. after cops say that he scaled the White House fence in a Pikachu costume.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, you know, I mean, Pokemon are really hard to catch, so he obviously assumed that he'd have a better chance of making it if he were dressed like one.
President Trump, I choose you. Investigators say Combs told them he was trying to become famous by posting a video of the stunt on YouTube. He also reportedly told cops he planned on being arrested. He's charged with unlawful entry, and he's pled not guilty.
There are so many other ways to go viral.
That's absolutely true. He's pleading not guilty. They know you did it. You took a YouTube video,
right,
man. You're trying to get famous on YouTube. There's video evidence. But at least it's not as bad as this guy. A man in Seattle was seen running around downtown kicking garbage cans and trying to jump onto moving cars before ripping the bat off the Ken Griffey Jr. statue in front of Safeco Field.
Oh, I did hear about this. Man. Yeah, I heard about the bat anyways. I didn't hear about the guy doing all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah. He did all that stuff. Officer found the man a few blocks away next to knocked over garbage pails. One of them had the bat in it. So I guess he was trying to say, wasn't me. Jeez. I didn't do it. He was arrested and is being held on $10,000 bond. The original sculptor of the statue is looking at it to see if it can be repaired.
I wonder how he got that off. I mean, I guess he just had to break it off, right?
That's got to take some
I don't know if he just used his bare hands or, you know, hammer or something.
You got to really want to get that thing off of there.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chelsea, in your news story, you had, or in your news report, you had a story about the Texas high school that...
They tried Photoshop to the girl's hair.
Yeah.
So it sounds like she dyed her hair purple for homecoming and was elected homecoming queen. And then when they posted her picture in the newspaper, they edited it to make it look brown. And apparently, you know, she came out and said that it was really embarrassing and the editing was, they had done a poor job editing it. And so they apologized. And so I get that in the student handbook, you're not allowed to have brightly colored hair at school, but or in the classroom, it said. And so, but she said she had planned on dyeing it back brown by the time they returned to school on Monday, I'm assuming. But for homecoming, she had just wanted it to be purple.
So why even waste money doing that if you're just going to have it for the weekend?
It's for the look, Zach.
Yes, and actually, I
understand. Do it for the Instagram.
I understand this girl because you guys know me. You know that I'm a chrome-domed individual. I shave my head because I'm, you know, otherwise it would still be bald.
Right.
But I did have hair. I had glorious hair in high school, actually. And
I hope there are pictures circulating out there.
There are.
Okay.
There absolutely are. And even my senior year, even put highlights in. So
nice.
I always wanted to be a blonde.
Okay.
Not quite so toe-headed.
You have
as I
more
wish.
Fun that way. I'm just letting you know.
Exactly. That was my point. Well, anyway, so the week, but I was, at the risk of sounding like I'm tooting my own horn a little bit.
Go
a little
ahead.
Bit of a
go
trendsetter
ahead.
When I was in high school. And so the last week before graduation on my senior year, I dyed my hair just bright yellow.
Okay.
Just for fun.
Okay.
Just
make
for funsies.
People, yeah. And actually other people followed suit, which
oh, gosh.
I felt pretty good about that.
Yeah.
In any case, I did get pulled out of class one of the days before graduation, and they said, you know, are you going to do something about that before graduation? Because that could be quite distracting. I was like, don't worry. I have a plan. Because I did. I had this all planned out. The last week I was going to dye my hair bright yellow. And then graduation day, I shaved it all off completely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then you just became a bigger distraction.
Absolutely. That was kind of my goal. I was kind of a bit of a class clown. What are the odds that I would end up in radio?
Right.
But, yeah. So, what I did, I walked across stage and I did a little hat thing whenever I walked across stage.
Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha. But, yeah, with this story and then what they did, they just republished the original photo in black and white, which, you know, they could have done in the first place if they really wanted to.
I've seen the pictures, though. I don't know. The whole thing just ridiculous to
just
me.
Just silly.
It's silly. It's goofy. Like, I mean, why? The only reason you did that was just to cause a stir anyways, right? I mean,
well,
you did
no.
it.
She just wanted to have purple hair for homecoming.
Oh.
I just
I don't
wanted
think
to have.
She,
why did
she probably didn't necessarily know she was going to win homecoming queen or that there was going to be a picture posted in the paper that.
Oh, the homecoming queen knows she's going to win. Okay. Everybody.
No.
Yes, they do. They know they're going to win because they're so popular.
But you know, she's the queen.
There's
How
more
you...
than one popular girl at school, Zach.
Well, the Photoshop job, by the way, is not very good.
Well,
I mean,
and that's what she was mad about.
How can they tell her they can't? She can't do it, though. She's the homecoming queen.
It's got like pieces of purple. And it looks like whoever photoshopped it actually missed a strand
the
of hair.
The purple highlights.
Yeah, and like in the tiara and stuff. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, the whole reason you do that is so you can cause a stir, and you know it's not allowed at school, but you're saying, nah, 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 look what I can do because it's technically not at school. And
yeah.
Yeah.
There are probably more important things that they could be disciplining
Absolutely.
Students for at
right.
school. I mean, come on.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
The Kickoff Challenge. Sell 150 new Chevys. The place, Tom Light Chevrolet. We won't back down from a challenge, and we won't be undersold. Score $14,800 in total savings on a new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Demo. $14,800 off the MSRP. It's game time. The Kickoff Challenge. And we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Same include battery incentives of $8,500 and $5,386 dealer discount. 1,000 trade-in assistance. Stock number 6179. Expires 10/31/17.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. October 21st and 22nd is the Fall 2017 Parade of Homes, brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and JC Insulation. Tour 50 homes built by 33 of our local home builders for free. Visit our website or social media for more information. Click gbbbuilders.org.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Lords and ladies of the realm, Bud Light invites you to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Revel in 9 weeks of magic this fall. Enjoy the sights, sounds, and wonders every Saturday, Sunday, and Thanksgiving Friday, September the 30th through November 26th. Kids 12 and under are free every Sunday. Discount tickets are available at Walgreens and texrenfest.com. The whole kingdom promises to delight this fall at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Huzzah!
It's hunting season, and your local Ace Hardware wants to take the hassle out of your fall equipment maintenance and repair with the pickup, repair, and return service. From all makes and models on four-wheelers and side-by-sides to chainsaws, trimmers, and mowers, Ace will pick up your equipment, repair, and return it to your home. Or if you need new equipment, Ace is your Husqvarna outdoor power dealer. Whether it's camping gear, hunting and fishing licenses, or fall equipment maintenance and repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for Ace's pickup, repair, and return service today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell sitting in for Scott DeLucia today on the Infomaniacs, and we're going to be taking a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Sitting at a pretty consistent 68 right now. There's a 70% chance of participation today. Showers and thunderstorms are likely before 1 p.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 83 tonight. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 71 with southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Coming up tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 87, whereas tomorrow night, 60% chance of participation with a low around 69. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms going to be likely before 1 p.m. again, mostly cloudy with a high near 78 and a low around 51.
The Harvey Weinstein sex abuse scandal has mushroomed. This week, 140 women in California politics published a letter detailing the pervasive culture of sexual mistreatment in their line of work. 26 women from the legislature signed it. They say fear and shame prevented them from speaking up until now. Plus, the men who harass them are their bosses, their political contacts, and gatekeepers. Remaining quiet was crucial for their careers. The Los Angeles Times asked California Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon for comment. He said it's widespread in politics, in journalism, in academia, in entertainment. Way too many places, he said, and it has to stop. Journalism, academia, entertainment, California politics looks like they have something in common. They're all run by liberals. Meanwhile, another ironic twist to the Harvey saga comes from a close friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton, Linda Bloodworth Thomas, and creator of Designing Women. She wrote a piece for The Hollywood Reporter titled Lessons from Witnessing 4 Decades of Harassment in Hollywood. She says she warned top-level Democrat operatives not to allow Harvey to host political fundraisers. Her warning, she said, fell on deaf ears. Yet she gives Bill Clinton a pass, though he taxed her feminist conscience. She believes to this day that Clinton's sexual misconduct was none of our business. But they didn't listen to her. They hired Harvey anyway. How does that make her feel?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their 4th annual military salute giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmerd, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. To nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military
and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance. Still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Before Earl Rudder became Texas A&M president and later the A&M system chancellor, he was a student, faculty member, coach, and athletic director at Tarleton State University. That's the background of a dedication yesterday in Stephenville as Tarleton officially opened a redeveloped portion of their campus as Rudder Way, which included a life-size bronze statue.
Two major streets of this university, what were old city streets, two cross streets that had 75-year-old infrastructure, and it needed to be replaced to deal with things like flooding, sewer lines that were decades and decades old, water lines, power lines, and to convert it into something that would be much more welcoming to our students.
Tarleton President Dominic DiTavio told the Board of Regents that was one of many events associated with their centennial celebration of being a founding member of the A&M system. The Regents, meeting on Tarleton's home campus, approved the construction of a $40 million campus in Fort Worth, which will become the first undergraduate public campus in that city. This is the 10th year of operations at the Brazos County Expo, and this afternoon is the start of the 6th Brazos Valley Fair. In addition to headline entertainment, the fair's Fiona Meyer says there are rotating shows today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Canine Stars is coming, and that is a dock diving type show. We've got a new show this year, the Pirate Parrot Show. Again, it's a big pirate ship that sets up, but he's an interactive, educational show that the kids can get involved in. And then we have a new magic show inside the Agland Kids Barn in our Kids Wonderland, as we call it, that's a magic show about agriculture.
If you haven't been on the expo grounds in a while, you'll notice more structures.
Adding on the livestock parts of the livestock barns back there, I say livestock, they can be used for anything. You know, we've had pole vaulting in there and different things like that as well.
More information is online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Just a couple of days into the 20th anniversary celebration at the George Bush Presidential Library came an attendance milestone.
Bob and Sarah Ure, welcome them as our 3 millionth visitor.
The announcement, televised on the library's Facebook Live page, included the Richmond couple getting a framed American flag and a gift basket. More information on weekend events for the anniversary at the library and museum are online at bush41.org. The first of at least three people accused of a double murder in East Bryan 2 weeks ago has been arrested. 29-year-old Marcus Earl Ray of Bryan was among those wearing masks when Dominique and Tarrant Franklin were shot in the head in their home in the Castle Heights neighborhood. Bryan police report this was during an attempted robbery of the Franklins' money and or drugs. A third person in the Franklins' home was shot and hospitalized. A fourth adult who witnessed the shooting and two children who were in another room all escaped and were not injured. BPD previously announced an arrest warrant was issued for a second suspect who is still at large, Frankie Bell Jr. of Bryan. The name of the third suspect has not been released. Police has not disclosed who fired the shots. A Bryan man on his way home from work Wednesday night is accused of striking a 13-year-old girl and not stopping to offer assistance. Bryan police report the girl was transferred to a Houston hospital for treatment of broken facial bones and multiple abrasions on her legs and arms. The girl and her 10-year-old brother were on their way home from taking a friend to their home when the girl was struck on Welborn Road near Reveille Ranch Apartments. According to the arrest report, multiple witnesses responded to the scene and gave officers the identity of the truck and the driver. That led to finding the driver at his home at the nearby Saddlewood Apartments. 29-year-old Elmer Gonzalez Tercios is being held for immigration authorities. Redrawing boundaries will happen again in the College Station School District. That was among the questions asked at this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum of those running for school board.
Place 6 candidate Jackie Huff says it's important to maintain continuity for students.
I know that there was absolutely input from the community in the last rezoning, but I think we might be able to do more to go out into the community and talk to them about what is going on.
Huff's opponent Michael Schaefer just went through the latest round of changing boundaries.
Geographic, I think that I agree. That having the distance between going further and closer to school is very important, but also the comparability of making sure that all the schools within our district are equal.
Comments from the Chamber Forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Houston area school district has apologized for altering a high school homecoming queen's purple hair in a photo. Ebony Smith was crowned North Shore Senior High School's homecoming queen last month. The Galena Park ISD shared a photo of Smith online last week in which her hair had been altered to appear brown. After Smith said the image was poorly edited and embarrassing, the district apologized for posting the altered photo and has since replaced it with a black and white version of the picture. The district student handbook says bright hair colors are unacceptable in the classroom, but Smith planned to dye her hair brown after homecoming. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A Honda is much more than a car. It can help you grow your small business.
Saving money is a big factor when you're starting a small business. The fuel efficiency really, really helped us out. I love the Lane Watch camera, and once using it, I would never want to go to another car that doesn't have that feature.
It can help you give back to the community.
I've been delivering Meals on Wheels for 2 years now. I rely on my Honda so much.
And right now, your Central Texas Honda dealers can help you solve your Honda envy with an incredible low price on your new Honda. Speaking of Honda envy, if you drive a Corolla, you might want to listen up. Not only does the 2017 Civic have more horsepower, it has Apple CarPlay and Honda Lane Watch available. That adds up to a sportier, safer, and more advanced ride than the Corolla. So don't be envious. Help yourself to a great deal on a Honda from your Central Texas Honda dealers. Online at centraltexashondadealers.com.
Texas loves Honda.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now, co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Byanski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors. sponsors.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
I'm Bob Brick, candidate for College Station City Council, Place 1. College Station is a great city. Its mission statement is to maintain the quality of life for our citizens. I'm running for the council because I want to honor that mission by fully funding core services, including police, fire, and transportation infrastructure to support the growth we're experiencing, by encouraging smart, sustainable growth, and by making our neighborhoods safe and secure. I ask for your support. I'm Bob Brick for College Station City Council. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Brick Campaign. Don Hellriegel, Treasurer.
740 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell sitting in the studio for Scott DeLucia. Taking a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Moisture will continue to flow into the region from the Gulf of Mexico, leading to clouds, scattered showers, and the possibility of a thunderstorm today. High is going to be close to 80 degrees. Showers are possible tonight, too. Lows near 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the day tomorrow. Highs near 85. Showers and storms, lows near 70 tomorrow night. Showers end Sunday morning. Some sunshine developing Sunday afternoon. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it's Friday Night Lights. Some big games going on this evening. One in College Station at Cougar Stadium, where the College Station Cougars will be hosting the Rudder Rangers. Now, Rudder has not picked up a win yet this year, but Coach Greg Morgan says his guys are looking to shock the world.
We're looking for a huge upset this week, and I think our kids have gained confidence over the last couple of weeks, and knowing that we can play with some of these better teams that we faced.
And we'll talk about that matchup, as well as the one going on in Merrill Green Stadium with the Bryan Vikings playing host to the A&M Consolidated Tigers, and the Fighting Texas Aggie Soccer got a win last night. That was a huge win, their eighth straight win, by the way. They defeated LSU 1-0. We'll talk a little bit about that one, as well as some baseball. The Dodgers are heading back to the World Series for the first time in 29 years. Meanwhile, the American League Championship is yet to be determined. It's going down to the wire here between the Astros and the Yankees. Game 6 set for tonight in Houston. All that more coming up in sports.
Now, I got a couple of pairs of tickets to the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo for tonight and Sunday. We're going to do the giveaway a little bit different. We're going to do a text giveaway. So if you want these tickets, you got to text in. The number is 979-695-1620 if you want to go to the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Now, like I said, I got some for tonight and I got some for Sunday. So just text in with your name and which day you like to go. Okay, so we need somebody for Friday. That's tonight. And somebody for Sunday, so just text us, 979-695-1620. Give me your name and what day you'd like to go, Friday or Sunday. So we'll be doing it that way. Got a couple of those pairs of tickets. Mariah Carey got robbed.
Oh, no.
That's right. TMZ says that her home in Malibu was broken into late Wednesday night, and the crooks took off with $50,000 worth of stuff, including purses and sunglasses. They didn't get any of her jewelry, though. Mariah was in New York City at the time, and her security team didn't find out about the break-in until yesterday morning.
Oh, yikes. Think there'd be some kind of alarm or security system
or maybe
triggered?
Or maybe the person who broke in knows the alarm code.
Someone on the inside.
It was an inside job.
And maybe Nick's getting some of his stuff back.
That's, I mean, $50,000 worth of stuff. I mean, it sounds kind of like somebody knew what they were looking for.
Yeah, I mean, you grab any kind of bag and a pair of shoes, and $50,000 adds up pretty quickly.
That's true. It is Mariah Carey.
Exactly.
Most of her stuff, probably.
Yeah, a purse.
Gaudy stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would imagine. imagine. So I was taking a look at the weather, and, you know, it's going to be pretty awful this weekend as far as rain goes and everything. But next week is going to be beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, like Monday, the high is 79.
Ooh.
Tuesday, high of 78. And the lows are only going to get to 61 and 63. So,
okay.
Like, not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
And they're going to be sunny, apparently, according to this weather forecast. Of course, those are, you know. Take it with a grain of salt. It's many days away, so.
I can see clearly now. The rain will go.
Very nice. Very
thank
nice.
You, thank you.
Did you know that today is the 40th anniversary of one of rock and roll's worst tragedies?
No.
Yeah, on October 20th, 1977, three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, including Ronnie Van Zant, died when their chartered Convair CV-240 plane crashed in a swamp in Mississippi. After it ran out of fuel, so but they're still rocking and rolling with the remaining members,
yeah.
And other members. They were at Chili Fest. What was it last year? A couple years.
Yeah,
ago?
this past year they were
last
there.
Year, yeah.
I got to go see them. That was it was pretty cool.
40th anniversary.
Still rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and they're still going. So that's pretty cool. Chelsea, I know you're not a big fan of space.
No,
but this weekend you'll be able to see one of the year's best space shows. It's the peak. Of the Orionid meteor shower.
Oh.
The Orionids are fragments from the famous Halley's Comet.
All right.
So
I'll set my
cool.
Alarm, put it in my calendar right now.
It should be visible both tonight and tomorrow, so if you miss it tonight,
okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
You can still see it, but it's going to be from the eastern horizon. It's going to streak across the entire sky. Visible from anywhere on Earth by dawn. They should be high in the southern sky. If you can get in an area without a lot of light pollution, people are going to be looking up at the darkest skies. They may see a maximum of 10 or 15 meteors per hour.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
These meteors are some of the fastest and brightest because the Earth is hitting the stream of particles almost head on.
Now, did it say exactly what's the time again?
It says between midnight and dawn. So anytime
well,
at
in that
night.
Case, we got plenty of time.
Yeah, and that's tonight and tomorrow. So, you know, even though you're not a fan of space, you gotta like meteor showers, right? It's shooting stars.
Yeah.
They're
make
cool.
A wish.
You can look
make
up
make a wish.
And it's fun. All right. Well, this doesn't speak too well for the youth of today. Apparently, the amount of time young children in the United States spend on mobile screens has tripled in just 4 years. According to CNN. Children ages 8 and younger spent about 15 minutes a day during staring at a mobile screen in 2013, and now they spend 48 minutes a day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think part of it is there's just more products out there, too. And, you know, there's inexpensive products that parents can afford and don't mind giving to an 8-year-old. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure that has a lot to do with the increase as well.
So I took my phone to go get it fixed because it had been cracked for I don't know how long. It was just getting worse and worse.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there in the store in line waiting to get my thing fixed. And this woman was talking about her iPad was broken because it was her 3-year-old who dropped it.
Oh.
What on earth would you get a 3-year-old
your
an iPad?
No. I know.
And I think she bought it for the kid. I don't think it was necessarily hers. I think it was her child's.
It's that, you know, I don't want to keep them busy, so give them something that they can watch or play with. I mean, that they have programs and games and apps for kids that young.
And that's great, but why on earth would you give a child their own?
It's a very expensive light and sound machine. Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, don't they make those little things that have little buttons and keys and stuff that the kids can turn.
How about an Epicus or whatever?
Abacus.
Yeah, that too.
Those little
one of those.
Ancient calculators.
Yeah.
That would be.
That's what I had.
That's a fun thing for kids to play with. Of course, just because you give your kid your iPad, or just because you don't give your kid your iPad, doesn't mean it's not going to get broken.
No, that's
that
true
can
too.
Definitely happen.
That is definitely true.
Friend who has had an iPad just smashed to bits when he wasn't even giving it to his kids. So. It can happen. Apparently, the report found that 42% of children age 8 and younger now have their own tablet devices, a steep increase from 7% 4 years ago and less than 1% in 2011. And you're right, Chelsea, that's because there's a lot more things that you can, you know, there's pads, there's phones, there's computers. I mean, when I went to high school, the idea that a kid would take a laptop to school, for instance, was just, you know, it was like a future idea.
Right,
you see
exactly.
On a cartoon, and now
exactly.
It happens every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's definitely something. Mobile devices are now as common in the home as TVs. 98% of households with kids under 8 have a mobile device.
Kids these days, man.
Yeah, so that's something to take into consideration if you're thinking about getting your kids an iPad or an iPhone. Just realize that you are contributing to those kids staring at screens. You're raising those statistics. So, yeah, that's good. Coming up, got more stuff. Going to tell you who the most profitable actor in Hollywood is, and it's going to be somebody that you probably aren't expecting. Also, I got your five random facts for Friday, so that's all coming up. It's 7:49.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I recently saw a video that reminded me of the childlike wonder we tend to lose as we get older. The video showed a heavy rainstorm drenching a school parking lot. Older teens, parents, and teachers fled in every direction, looking for cover from the torrential downpour. But in the middle of it all stood one person, unmoving, oblivious to the drenching he was getting. Or maybe because of it. It turns out the junior high boy was putting his new waterproof headphones to the test. And what better way than in sheets of rain on a warm spring afternoon? I love that. A few raindrops are enough to send most adults scrambling, but this boy saw a deluge as an opportunity. Maturity is an important part of what defines adulthood. We have important decisions to make, and we need intelligence, responsibility, and a mature understanding of the world. But that good stuff can kill our sense of wonder. It's in the process of acquiring maturity that we often leave behind things like imagination, mystery, and the awe for life that we had as children. To revive your childlike sense of wonder, take a stroll in the rain without an umbrella. Catch snowflakes on your tongue. Maybe walk barefoot through the grass and watch the sunrise or sunset, or take note of the color and the smells of flowers. Those aren't things adults typically do. But you can only appreciate them with the heart of a child. For more, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-613-7416. That's 800-613-7416. 800-613-7416. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Well, Friday Night Lights are back with two crosstown showdowns. In Game 1, the A&M Consolidated Tigers are in Bryant taking on the Vikings. Consol coach Lee Fedora says his players are ready for whatever his former coach and mentor Ross Rogers has up his sleeve.
If they come out with a trick on special teams or on offense and they execute it, we're going to put it on our players because we have shown them every different trick that he's ever done.
Now, on the other side, Coach Rogers says his Vikes and the Tigers are two very similar teams.
We're going to need some balls to bounce our way. Like I said, their strength is what our strength is, so that makes it tough. So we're going to have to be balanced. We're going to have to throw the ball effectively when we throw, and we're going to have to take care of the ball.
Kickoff between the 3-3 Vikings and 5-2 Tigers is at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. Brian broadcast is on Sports Radio 1150 with Consol coverage right here on WTAW. On the south side of town, 5-2 College Station plays host to 0-6 Rutter. Cougars head man Steve Huff says the Rangers' offensive game plan is admirable.
We'll call it an old-school approach, and, you know, I think it's a great approach. You know, they're running the football and running it downhill and tossing and running some sweep and stuff, and that's, you know, it's good football.
Now for winless Rutter, Coach Greg Morgan says there's no denying it. His team is looking to shock some folks.
We're looking for a huge upset this week, and I think our kids have gained confidence over the last couple of weeks and knowing that we can play with some of these better teams that we faced.
Things got underway at 7:30 at Cougar Stadium. Cougars broadcast will be on the Zone 102.7 FM with Rangers coverage on Willie 1550. Down in Navasota, the 3-3 Rattlers entertain 1-4 Silsby in their district home opener. Here's Coach Patrick Goodman on the Tigers.
They match our skill set, and I knew that, and we knew that going in, just from playing them in the past, whether it be football or basketball or seeing them at a track meet.
And things going underway at 7 o'clock tonight at Rattlers Stadium. Broadcast begins at 6:30 on Willie 97.7. Elsewhere, St. Joe's looks to build on its first win of the year when it hosts Texas School for the Deaf at 7:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Brazos Christian entertains Central Texas Christian at 7:30. Allen Academy visits Brazosport Christian at 7. And undefeated Buffalo plays Leon at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. Allie Watt scored in the 87th minute, and number 14 Texas A&M Soccer picked up its 8th straight win last night with a 1-0 victory over LSU. Now marked the 3rd straight match that the Maroon and White scored the game winner in the final 4 minutes or in overtime. The LA Dodgers are heading to the World Series after blowing past the Chicago Cubs 11-1. Enrique Hernandez slammed 3 home runs and drove in 7 for the Dodgers, who advanced to the series for the first time since 1988. Now, who they'll play in the series has yet to be determined. After taking an early 2-0 lead in the ALCS, the Houston Astros are now 1 game away from elimination after dropping 3 straight to the Yankees in New York. Hopefully, a little home cooking will do the trick tonight as the Astros host the Yanks in Houston. Right-hander Justin Verlander, who spun a complete game masterpiece in Game 2, gets a starting nod for the Astros.
I know it's a huge game. You know, there's no shying away from that fact. My game plan is just to go out there and, as the cliche goes, give it everything I got. You know, I'm just going to focus on trying to execute my pitches, try not to let the moment get to me, just focus on the task at hand.
First pitch is tonight at 7:08 at Minute Maid. Out on the gridiron, Derek Carr found Michael Crabtree in the end zone as time expired, and the Oakland Raiders rallied past the Kansas City Chiefs 31-30. And in the college game, 25th-ranked Memphis scored all of its points in the second half to outslug Houston 42-38. Tyler Seguin found the net twice in the third period, and the Dallas Stars picked up their 3rd straight win with a 5-4 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. And no NBA Lone Star teams were in action last night, but the Dallas Mavericks are back on the floor this evening as they play host to the Sacramento Kings at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for 0 payments until 2018.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Ford is here to help after Hurricane Harvey. Buy a new Ford at Team Ford of Navasota, and you won't have to make your first payment till next year. That's right, next year. Team Ford is delaying payments for 120 days on all vehicles with approved credit. Also, if you have an insurance claim on a vehicle that was affected by the flood, come to Team Ford and present the claim and get A-Plan pricing. A-Plan pricing is usually only available to Ford factory workers. Dealership employees can't even get these prices. So this is huge. Visit Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
I'm Eleanor Vasali, candidate for College Station City Council, Place 1. My family and I have called College Station home for more than 25 years. As a former teacher, business owner, and member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, I understand the challenges facing our community. I believe it's important to have diverse voices, including young professionals and women, to successfully lead us into the future. I want to ensure safety, exceptional city services, and a high quality of life for all of College Station's residents. Vote Vasali.
Political ad paid for by the Eleanor Vasali Campaign. Tab Benz Treasurer.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen and Rusty here letting you know that if you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Allen Honda.
We dare you to compare our large hand-picked inventory of top-quality pre-owned vehicles.
Every make and model is certified, comes with a free Carfax report, and is backed by our nationwide 12-12 warranty.
We take pride in servicing, detailing, and touching up all used vehicles so you can rest assured they are top quality.
Allen Honda sets the standard in pre-owned, so trust in the blue at Allen Honda Pre-Owned.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Christina Madsen and Peggy Zapalak are going to be going to the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Thanks for playing. Of course, taking a look at your weather. It's 68 degrees out there right now. There's going to be showers and thunderstorms likely before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Coming up tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 71. And that's just kicking off the weekend because Saturday has 30% chance of showers, high near 87. Saturday night, 60% chance of showers with a low around 69. Sunday, there's going to be a high of 69, high of 78 and a low of 61, 60% chance of showers. It's News Talk 16, telling 20.